Let's talk about your elevated role as a conscious creator, because on this journey of mastering manifestation and understanding how to apply manifestation in creating the things that you want, you first have to come to a realization that you are a creator. You are a creator of your reality. You are a creator of your universe. That means you have to accept the fact that everything you do and you don't do creates a result. Everything you do or don't do manifests something. The trick is to be mindful and to be intentional about the fact that everything you do and don't do creates something. So therefore, be in control over that which you are going to create anyway. And so just in that very understanding elevates you, elevates your consciousness, elevates every aspect and every layer of who you are, from your ego to your conscious mind, your subconscious mind, and aligns with your higher mind, that part of you that is divine consciousness, that is divinity itself. It aligns with all of that to bring you to a space where every part of you is now elevated to a reality where you can truly absorb, appreciate, and accept the fact that you are a creator. And when you are elevated, and though the process of coming into this acceptance is a journey, the process of remastering, right, your nature, who you are, your ability to create anything that you put your mind to, is ongoing. It is something that continues to expand and continues to evolve and continues to grow as you continue to be mindful about this journey. Now, to continue with this elevation, to continue to realize who you truly are, it means constantly being in practice. It means constantly understanding that you can never unknow what you already know. So the journey of advancement, the journey of expansion is just one that just cannot be avoided at this time, right? The gates are open. The secret is out. You know exactly what it is that you are. You know exactly how to do it, what to do. It's just simply about owning it. It's simply about making sure that you don't let your ego, your ego kind of take you to a place where you are manifesting or creating in a way that is unethical, that you are manifesting and creating in a way that is in line with separation, with scarcity, with fear, but understanding that you are true abundance. You are one with infinite, the infinite source, the infinite universe. And as you continue to hold this within you, to carry this within you, to have this internal conversation, this internal dialogue, it continues to elevate you more and more. It continues to elevate your role. It continues to shift and create a universe where you can truly recognize your abundance. You can truly even recognize the abundance and the divinity within other people as well. Because you are elevating yourself, it cannot be helped that everything that you see is therefore elevated. Even when you see things or witness things that are quote unquote negative, you see it from a different point of view. You see it from a different angle. And that angle allows you to recognize the good, the beauty, the necessity of what it is that you're going through or what it is that you're witnessing or seeing, and how it can actually benefit yourself, but also benefit the person going through it or, you know, the situation at hand. You have to allow this to happen. In fact, I would even say that it cannot be helped. This is just part of the journey. Once you are committed to this remastery of being a creator, once you are committed to understanding the significance, the deep spiritual significance of manifestation, then you truly are putting yourself on a path that just cannot be deterred from. You cannot change courses. You cannot turn back from. And to actually turn back from it will cause you a lot of suffering, a lot of pain. And because you know now that you're not living up to your truest potential, you know now that you're not living up to who it is that you really are. And so as you continue on this journey, you must move forward. You must create the universe that is destined for you to create your own special reality, your own special universe, your own domain that is in alignment with your consciousness, with who you are as being someone who is unique and special in this realm. You see, so continue to go on this journey. Continue to put your techniques into practice without being attached to those techniques. Continue to recognize ultimately that you are the master of all of this that is happening. You just simply have to trust in yourself. And that is ultimately the remastering of it all, is simply trusting and having faith in yourself. And once you do that, then you are on the trajectory of truly living a life that is fulfilled and joyful, because now you are in a true alignment with that is you, right? You are in true alignment with the universe. You are in true alignment with your truest, purest nature. Now continue to move forward. Have fun. Trust the process. Recognize that the path you're on right now is where you're supposed to be. Have faith in where you are. Have faith in where you're going. Because when you have faith and you understand the significance of who you truly are, even if it's just the smallest seed, once you nourish that seed, you plant that seed, you put it in good soil, you water it, you provide a great environment for that seed, it will grow into an amazing and beautiful forest. Thank you so much. Feel free to go to drabundant.com, subscribe to my newsletter, and also download this book, The Power Within. Continue to join me on this journey. Peace and abundance always.